Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Empowered Spirit Show with your host, Terry Ann Hyman, who is known for her teachings on tapping into the spirit. Join in and learn more about the energy of aligning with your deeper self. Tap into the intuitive energy of the angels, spirit guides, crystals, color, and light. Are you having trouble making decisions? Is your health acting up? Do you need a greater magnification of life on your purpose? Call in for readings to catch your spirit, find your answers. Align with your highest vibration.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Empowered Spirit Show. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman, owner and founder of Natural Forces Studio, the Empowered Spirit Program, and the author of Confessions of a Shower Tapper, the ultimate guide to living your purpose with EFT. So wherever you are and whatever time of day it is that you're listening in, thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time, joining me, and tuning in. I did want to let you know that if you're feeling a little lost in your life, or perhaps you just don't feel on track with your purpose, you can go to my website page, terryannhyman.com, and get a free assessment guide to empowering your spirit. Check it out. What is stopping you from living your purpose? And if you are in need of some help, my Empowered Spirit Program can offer you some. It's a 90-day private mentoring program that helps connect you to your spirit, teaching you intuitive development tools, Reiki energy, and even helping you to create new spiritual contracts for your life. I am taking registration right now for the spring season, so contact me about a free spirit assessment, and we can see if this program is right for you. I know there are lots of programs out there, and I know there are a lot of many ways to enrich your life, but I believe that knowing our spirit is where it begins. Finding that clarity for who we are can help us in so many ways. I'd also like to invite you to my Empowered Spirit Circle on Facebook. It's a private group. We offer private support, healing energy. I also post articles, tips on right now, manifesting, how we put it out into the universe, meditations, and so much more. You can find that through Facebook. Search it, Empowered Spirit Circle, or on my website page, as well as my Terry Hyman Facebook page as well. So please do join us. It's a lot of fun in there, and the group is growing all the time. So how is everyone today? We've just moved through the spring equinox last week. I know that creates so much excitement, but I also know for many it created lots of overwhelm this past week. So many things to do. I want to get outside. I want to do this. I want to do that. So we do have to remember to slow down. We have the whole season to manifest. Taking one step at a time is really, really important. Partly what happens is that the fall starts the process, and in the winter, our energy comes within. And then when spring comes, it starts to pull us out. So a lot of things that have been dormant or laying sleeping or underneath the surface are starting to awaken, just as spring is too, all at the same time. So maybe you felt that a little bit yourself, felt overwhelmed, wanting to do so much, and that's part of the energy as well. So right now, we're actually still in the dark of the moon. The new moon energy really doesn't come in till later on this evening, depending on where you are. You know, in the central time zone that I'm in, it's around 10 p.m., goes through the night, all the way tomorrow and into Wednesday morning. So we have this energy coming ahead of us. This is a very powerful new moon, one of the most powerful. It's right there at the beginning of the zodiac signs, right? It's in Aries. We're in Aries now as well. And it's the first one of spring. So it's very powerful for manifesting, for planning your intentions, for setting your goals, for bringing in that abundance that you want to see. So this is a very important new moon that we have coming forward for us. It also reminds us about courage. I was just talking about this on the Facebook Live. It reminds us to find that courage within us, to open up and let ourselves emerge. Imagine those plants and those seeds and those trees out there. Right now, they're just little buds. And maybe a few weeks ago, you looked at them and they just looked like bare limbs, right? But now you'll start to look closer and closer. And you can do this with yourself. Look closer and closer into who you are. And imagine those buds of your own life starting to open up. And we do that by finding that clarity, by using this time to find that strength to find that inner guidance that we all have. It's there. It may be covered up, but it's time to thaw it out. It's time to get out there and to find that courage, to set these goals, to find a new confidence within your own self. And when we have the energy of this new moon, that's how we build that confidence. And that's how we can realign whatever it is that's going on. So I know I talked a little bit about this 2 weeks ago when Lori Zielinski was on. She also follows Jan Spiller as well, and I do too. And I get a nice little email reminder from them reminding us of when is the best time to make these, as she calls them, wishes. You can call them wishes or intentions, whatever you want. So I just wanted to share those times that she shared with us as well. So that would be tonight between, depending again where you are, but 11 p.m. through midnight, and then through tomorrow, midnight, 12:01 a.m., all the way through the following day, and then even Wednesday to about 8 o'clock in the morning. Those are the great times to write out. She suggests handwriting them. There's something a little different than putting them on the computer or just keeping them in your head. You want to write them out. So keep a journal. And then I kind of added, I love this idea, and I'm going to do this myself, is write them out and put them under your pillow tonight, because that moon is going to be so powerful as we sleep. So bring them into your subconscious that way as well. Write them out. And I did suggest too on the Facebook Live, I suggested getting some labradorite stones because they have flashes of energy. And many times when we're manifesting, that flash is really important because we grab it and we bring it in. And that's that attracting of energy. We've been working on this in the Facebook group, the subtle body, magnetizing the auras, because that will help you attract into your life what it is that you need to manifest. We don't have to go it alone. And we don't have to make it so hard. It can easily and effectively come into our lives, especially when we align with these kind of energies. So today on the show, I'm going to be offering readings, and we're going to be looking at three cards. You're going to be looking at where you are. The second card we draw is going to be looking at where that conflict or that blockage of energy is, what spirit has to say about that. And then the third card will be an action that you can take to help you move forward into the energy that we're in now. So before we go with our first reading, I've got many of you lined up. I'm very excited. Switchboard's all lit up. I'll get as many as I can. Let's just all take a nice deep inhale and exhale. Let's center our energies. If you can, feet on the floor, closing the eyes, taking a nice deep inhale, bringing that energy up from the earth through the crown, up into the heavens, and exhale, sending it all the way back down deep into the earth. Inhaling, pulling it up the body, up the crown, up into spirit, as we call in divine spirit, our masters, our teachers, the archangels, and our own spirit guides. We ask that they work with us and through us to surround us and protect us as we offer this work today, all for the highest good, honoring our new direction as we move into this energy of spring. We open up to the east. We honor the south, the west, and the north, above us, below us, right into the very center, right into our hearts, asking for anything less than light to be gone, and only the highest vibrations be with us, opening up to what it is you want to bring into your life, asking for that clarity, that direction, opening up to the abundance that the spring brings to each and every one of us. Inhaling and exhaling. As I go to draw a universal card, drawing from the wisdom of the oracles. Happy, happy. I love it. What a beautiful card for today. Happy, happy. The card is beautiful. She's surrounded in this beautiful green light of love and vibration. It's as if she's standing on the moon on an egg with a keyhole. She is quite happy in her beautiful dress. There are balloons coming around. The energy is 826, which is an eight of abundance, infinite possibilities. And the card suggests, I feel like it suggests, and we can really be in our center. We can really be open and take the time out to be joyous and alive, that happiness comes for us. Yes, there are birds around her. It's a beautiful card suggesting each and every one of us to find that happy in the present moment. Yes, I know things distract us. We get off our track. We have ups and downs and struggles, but come into that present moment where all is in perfection for where we are right now. Happy, happy. Taking a nice deep inhale And exhale, letting that breath go, grounding with Mother Earth, coming back. We go to open up the lines. I am just going to offer a nice suggestion. I'm going to invite you to follow me on Blog Talk so you know when these shows are coming. All right, here we go. I'm going to come over here, 3640.
Believe Hello.
Paige. Hi, Paige. How are you?
I'm good.
What's going on?
I'm calling for a reading.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to offer either a reading on love, relationships,
yes.
Love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Anything in particular you want to see what the cards are showing?
I'm single. So what do you see for me?
All right, so we're going to follow that little formula. So as we look at that, let's see if we can formulate a little bit more directly. So you're single and you want to see what's going on. Is there a relationship coming up? I am assuming. So we're going to look at the present situation. We're going to look at what's blocking that from coming in and an action you can take, all right?
All right.
Tell me when to stop shuffling.
Okay.
Okay, all for the highest good. Let's see what comes in. All right. So the first thing that comes up, and I love this card because it is a present moment card, and it talks about the world. So the world does want to support you. All right. It wants to support you in all that you're offering right now. And so you're talking about love and relationships. So it is saying that when you can find yourself grounded and centered with the universe, you can bring in whatever it is that you want to bring in, all right? So it's a great reminder. It's a great energy for right now where we are to really open up to the present moment, all right? Don't future surf, all right? When we get out there in the future sometimes, like, oh, this is never going to happen. I'm never going to find it, whatever. Then we really block our energy. Because the next card that comes up is the Emperor, but it's reversed. So it's underneath the energy, and it's almost like you're working too hard. Does that make sense to you in some kind of way?
No. I'm not doing enough to get out and meet people.
Okay, there we go. So underneath the surface, that working too hard of wanting and not doing. There we go. All right, because sometimes when we want something so bad, then that puts that inaction in us, all right? So I think it's important that you look at what you just said to me, all right? And the Emperor sometimes can suggest some of that. Well, we have to do the work that we need to do. We can't just wait for it to come around. And maybe that's the inaction ability underneath the surface. Because the card itself, it shows that it's someone that has done the work, all right? It shows that he's got his armor on, and it shows that he's sitting there with some of his wounds. So it's underneath the surface. So maybe perhaps that energy. Now, maybe one of the things, the next card that comes up, is that you have had some love loss. And that can sometimes keep us from wanting to get back out there. So clearing that energy out is going to be really important for you because it's the Five of Cups. And the thing that about this card is that even though there's been love lost, the thing that comes up right behind them is that there is more love coming in. Does that make sense for you?
Great, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you sometimes get out there in the future a little bit too much? Like, mm-hmm. Oh, I've already been down this road. Oh, this isn't going to work, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I do recommend that you come back to that very first card we drew, which is also a major arcana of the world. And the world wants to support you in this. So you have to come back into that present moment energy. And what is it that you can do to get out there into the world? What can you do that you really enjoy doing for yourself? Because when we're happiest with ourselves and loving ourselves, that energy is very attractive for others. So that's the place I'm going to remind you to be, is right there in that energy of being present, just like that first card we drew too, the happy, happy card, is find the things that you like. Spring is a great time. You're up in the New Jersey area, so maybe you guys need a little more warmth to come in up there. But get outside and find the things that make you happy. Ride a bike. Go for a hike. I don't know really what you do, but things that inspire you. And open up that energy system for yourself. And don't think love is all lost for you because there is more coming in.
Great. Thank you.
Yay. All right. Well, thank you for calling in. I hope that helps. Be inspired this spring. Set those wishes out tonight before you go to bed. All right?
I will
write
do
out
that.
Exactly. Yes. The kind of energy you want in the relationship, how it's going to make you feel. Yes, and come on over to their Empowered Spirit Circle because we talk about magnetizing our aura for this exact thing. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Blessings. Yeah. All right. So take a nice deep inhale, everyone. And maybe if you're looking for love too. Sometimes when we've had lost love, we think it's never going to come back around and we hold on to that old energy. But that's exactly the energy we need to let go of, because in this Five of Cups, there is more love coming in. So yes, maybe we've been hurt. Who hasn't, right? But if we don't open our hearts, we'll never find it again. Yes. All right, Rose. What a beautiful name that goes with love. Best of luck with that. So everyone just take a nice deep inhale. And exhale. All right. I'm going to go to our next phone call. Let's see. 8660.
Hello.
Amla. Hello.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
What's going on for you up there in Connecticut?
It's spring. I've been doing a lot of cleansing, so this new moon business really resonates with me. I'm bringing the new and refreshed and revived and replenished. And
awesome.
I feel good.
I feel really good. Very good. Actually, the spring is the best time to cleanse because of the winter. Yeah, I know. I'm going to do my little liver and gallbladder cleanse next week. So, yeah, I hear you. Never fun to go through, but boy, do I feel good when it's done. Absolutely.
Yes, it's never fun. And it's always, like, for me, it's so abrupt. Like, well, not abrupt, but it just all happens at the same time. It's like, enough already, you know. And it lasts at least a month.
Yeah.
Cleansing. So it is what it is.
But it is good. Yeah. And I agree. Yeah. I think only the first couple of days are rough. You start pulling out the food, you look at what your addictions are. And then by the fourth and fifth day, you start feeling really good. And then depending on how long. All right. Yeah. So what area are we going to look at for you today?
Yeah. So speaking of new beginnings, I am looking for a committed partnership relationship myself. So.
Okay. All right. All right, so tell me when to stop shuffling, and we bring all the energy from that first reading in with us. So tell me when to start shuffling.
Okay, you can start shuffling, and then tell me when to stop?
Yes.
Is that what you're... Okay, oh, sorry.
Stop. That's okay, I might have said it backwards. Go ahead.
Okay. Stop.
All right. Here we go. All for the highest good. All right, so the energy of your cleanse is coming up here because it's showing a lot of stuff under the surface, and that's what happens sometimes when we cleanse out, right? We move all that surface layer out, and now we have to bring up from the deeper depths of who we are. So the first card that comes up is a Five of Wands, and that's a little bit about, it's almost like a little conflict going on, but it's a conflict about passions and desires, and it's reversed, so it's underneath the surface. So I want to suggest to you that this card is kind of bringing up the ability to really ask yourself on a really deep level, what are your passions? What do you feel like you're fighting for, right? And maybe fighting isn't the right word in this particular case, especially when we're talking about passions, but what is it you want to bring forward and that you've never brought forward in your relationships before? All right. Sometimes I don't know your age, but I know sometimes we kind of forget who we are and we meet somebody and we want them to like us, and then we forget what our passions are.
Yes.
So going into that energy of your passions and letting that card turn around, especially as we go through tonight's energy, and definitely before you go to bed. All right. And if you go to bed early, then maybe if you wake up in the middle of the night, have a pencil there or something that you can write out your intentions. All right. Write those wishes, make them wishes, but know what your passions are. All right, because the next thing that's kind of blocking your energy is the Nine of Pentacles that comes up. And although Pentacles can be about our money, it can also be about our connection to the earth. And it is, again, reversed, which is there's been a little bit maybe of disenchantment with your life, right?
Okay.
Like things are okay, but you're not exactly happy and you're not sure why. And it's not like anything's terrible, but yet you still are feeling a little bit forlorn is the word. Does that make sense?
A little bit. Yeah. Cause I think I'm coming out of it. This cleansing thing is really doing me justice. So
good. So bring all of that extra energy out that you've been feeling that way with, and remind yourself too, just like spring and all those new blooms coming in, this offers us the opportunity to change whatever we want to change, to shift whatever habits that we have, and to open up to a new part of who we are too. I know lots of times we get caught up in our groups and our family, and they all think we're the same person over and over and over, and it gets hard to have that growth. But that's one of the reasons I also like spiritual development, too, because our spirit pushes us forward to learn new things about ourselves. And that's what this card is suggesting, because some of that old energy will block you. So you've done the physical work of the cleansing. Yeah. Do you meditate?
Yes.
So keep those meditations. Yeah. Keep them going for you as you reach to a higher dimension in what you're doing right now. Being in that present moment, too, as we were talking about in the last reading, too. And even that happy card. All right. Okay. Any day, at any time, your life can shift. It can switch. Yeah. It can turn around. Right. And if we keep that infinite possibility, which is exactly what this next card coming up is, the strength card. All right.
Awesome. Yeah.
Right. Because right above her head is that infinite possibility. So have the strength and the courage. And you could take this on many levels. One, have the strength and the courage of your own spirit to come out and to be a new part of who you are, because you've just shed a skin. Right. That's basically what you've been doing. But also maybe it's also what I'm feeling called to tell you is too, is even how you go about meeting people, like get out of your own way, talk to people, like just, you know, be friendly, like look like, I don't know, maybe you're going to do the same things you always do, but maybe just approach it in a little different manner. You know, it's like introduce yourself, you know, if there's a moment of pause because nobody knows what to say next, you just move on. Right. That kind of thing. But having a little bit more conviction in who you are and opening up. And again, when we find those passions of what we want to do, then we're much more likable and lovable because that shows through our aura of who we are. Yeah. So find those fun things. Going back to that first card of what are your passions? What do you like to do? What are you willing to stand up for? And bring those activities that suggest that out for you as well. So as you get out and as the weather gets better and you find yourself outside more, and along, you can be more present and remember that happy card, right? Yes. And we can project that energy, right? And have that strength, have that conviction. I love this card when it turns up. It's a major arcana. So this is like, okay, wake up and see this a little bit. Infinite possibilities are surrounding you as you move through this energy of the spring. Congratulations on moving through your cleanse, right? You must be feeling better. Let that energy shine forward for you.
You know what? And I just wanted to say what came up instantly when you talked about doing something different is, like you said, you know, like introducing myself. I tend to like kind of be the wallflower lady. So introducing and just being out there and just saying hello, even.
Say hello. I know. Yeah. I know it is hard. And you know what? It's a skill. Look at it that way. It's just a skill. I've had to do this for networking, all right? If people think, who, you? Like, yeah, I had to learn how to network because I could talk about this kind of work all day long, but put me at a cocktail party, like, oh, my goodness. But I've had to learn how to do this. And it's just like, okay, so you introduce yourself, you say hello. Maybe there's a pregnant pause, you know, because nobody knows what to say next. And then you just go, okay, great. And you move on, right? Nothing lost. But if you stand there and don't say anything, then nothing gained either, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You
don't worry about what it is.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have to get out of our comfort zone. We're actually doing a workshop this weekend at my studio, the North Node. And partly why we don't live our karmic purpose is because we hang out in our comfort zone.
Exactly.
Yes. So get out of the comfort zone. And what better time than now? What better time than spring right now? Yes. So we open up and we refresh our energy, and you can look at life, especially after you've done all that cleansing, from a whole new perspective for your own self. Stand with those passions. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Great card. Yes.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
To your spirit. Bye-bye. All right. So take a nice deep inhale, everyone, and let that energy settle around you. Yes, I love it. I love that came up for her, that get out of your way. Say hello. Don't be shy. Right now is not the time to be shy. Everybody has it, and maybe that'll help you look at it too. Everybody has that ability to want to be shy. Not everybody is out there outgoing all the time. So it gives you that opportunity to introduce yourself and to open up more to who you are. All right. Love it. Love it. Love it. Take a nice deep inhale. Clear the cards. Exhale. Let all that energy release out. All right. So my next caller, let's see here, 1983. Lisa.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. What's going on up out there in the Midwest?
It's a gloomy day today, but not inside. It's on the outside.
Okay.
It's been like cloudy for a few days. I just wondered what you see. Like, I'm going to be moving, buying a bigger place, hopefully in the fall or early next winter. Not early next spring, actually. So I'm wondering, like, do you see me moving around here in the Midwest, or do you see me moving somewhere else in the United States? I'm kind of contemplating a couple location sites here.
All right. Well, let's see what the cards could turn up for that. See if we see a big change or a smaller change coming forward. And let's see what's blocking you from being able to see some of those answers for yourself. So tell me when to stop shuffling.
Now.
Okay. Take a nice deep inhale. And exhale. Letting it go. All right, so you are at a place, which is perfect timing for this right now, is to bring those new thoughts in for you. The Ace of Swords comes in. Now, with the Ace of Swords, that's the mind, right? Those are those thoughts, those inspirations of what it is that you want to bring in for yourself. All right? Are you still there?
Yeah.
Hello.
I am. I'm listening. Yes.
Okay, there's a lot of background. I can't quite hear you. All right. Yeah. So what we have to be careful when we have those new thoughts is that we don't talk ourselves out of everything. And that sometimes can pull us away from being really clear about what we want. So what I'm kind of hearing from you is that there is not a lot of clarity in what is going on for you. Should I stay here? Should I move there? Should I go out there? So you're in the Midwest. Let me ask you a question. Where are you in, like a mountain area? Are you in, where are you exactly?
Like near a big city in a suburb. But like my whole thing is I've got to go out there and visit. I think I'll know. Once I visit those couple locations again, I just can't travel right now. Like, my parents passed away, and, like, I'm helping with some stuff. They both
did. Yeah.
So
okay, sorry to hear that.
Fall, yeah.
Okay.
It happened last year. So in the fall, I'm going to go out there. I don't think I'm going to know an answer until I go out there, but I wondered, like, what you see with it, because sometimes I believe that I might be, like, stopping myself from some fantastic opportunities. It doesn't matter what other people tell me. It's like deep in my soul. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So right now is the opportunity to really gather some of those new thoughts. And so I understand what you're saying about not being able to travel and get out there, but gathering those new thoughts, because that new inspiration is right here for you right now. Now, the next card that comes up is the Empress. Now, the Empress is all about being connected to Mother Earth and all about having that connection. So my suggestion for you so that you can find these answers is to make sure that you do get outside right now. So maybe you can't travel, but maybe just finding that place that you can connect to what is going on with Mother Earth in your area of where you are right now.
Yeah.
Because that energy will come forward. Yes. And that's how you can find some of those energies for you.
Well,
all right,
but do you think I'll know in the fall when I go out there? Because I have to go to my parents' grave in Florida, and then I was going to fly out west.
Well, I think that's kind of hard for me to read from these cards right now, because I think the thing that's going to help you the greatest is even that first card is, what is that clarity that you can offer for yourself? Because the clarity is what you're needing, and the thing that's getting in your way is that losing connection with the earth, losing connection to your inner self,
your own inner world. I don't believe that's it. I think I'll know by going out there. I don't think I'm going to have an answer until I go. I know that. I just know it deep inside. That basically there doesn't, I can't do a lot of stuff. There's nothing really to do. I've been out there many times. I got to make the decision, like, finance-wise, people-wise.
Yeah.
There's like a few
things.
Well,
the next card that comes
at.
Up is the Queen of Pentacles, and it's reversed. And the Queen of Pentacles is about your money, so it is underneath the surface. So finding clarity with your money is going to help you with that as well, being able to know where that energy is for you. All right, and then there is big change coming for you, all right? So that was the fourth card, so it is a little bit out there. It's not right away. It is a little bit out there. So there is big change coming, so you did draw that card for this, the questions that you're asking. But again, I do suggest that finding that clarity for yourself is going to help you make that suggestion once you get out there so that you do know. But you're going to have to let go of a few things that are going on right now. That's the Tower card, because that's a big change coming for you. All right. And when we can be more clear about our lives, then we can direct it instead of letting everything just fall down and fall apart. Right.
So, like, do a lot of research ahead of time, too. And then
absolutely.
When you're out there, have all those questions. It's like a business trip. And just be very careful and then listen to your inner self. Maybe stay a few days and then, like, I might know immediately even. Like, just
you might know,
like,
immediately.
Really.
And again, get yourself where your feet are on the ground in the area that you're in and ask those questions. So really connect deep to the earth wherever you go in those areas you're visiting. And I like that idea of bringing it into a business, because that first card was that Ace of Swords, which is new beginnings in the thought process. So finding that clarity for yourself, connecting with the earth, right? And knowing that those big changes are coming. So being really connected, that Empress card is very important for you.
You know, the money card, is the money card saying to be careful? Because that's my biggest concern. Because where I'm thinking of, it's like very expensive. And I just don't know.
Well, it's telling you to be aware of it. Yes, it's reversed. So generally, it's like that's the action card for you. So being more aware of it, you know, that is very important for what you're making your decisions on, too. Absolutely.
Okay. And when it says a big change, could it be in any area of your life, or it's just saying a big change?
Well, with the Tower card, it's pretty much everything in your life. So it looks like it's going to be a bigger change for you than you asked, is it going to be closer, is it going to be further? So when the Tower comes up, it's like a big change. Like, many things are going to structurally change all around you. So that, to me, is scenery, where you're living, what you're doing. So that indicates... And it is a little further out. I had to draw an extra card for that one. So it is a little further out. So it's not as soon, but it is a little further out, and it looks to be like it's going to be a bigger change for you. But I think what we uncovered, too, about your steps and how to find that change is very important. So do it like a business trip. Get those thoughts coming in. Connect with the earth. How do you feel when you put your feet on the earth? What is the earth telling you? That's all very important so that you can be very clear about these decisions. Yeah.
Because if you keep on getting messages every day like, oh, my God, I'm so worried about the health insurance in that state. I'm just like, I can't breathe, you know? Like, it's not a good sign. If you're comparing the health insurance there versus here in Illinois, seeing a $500 difference, that's not peanuts when you're almost retired. Like, you might have to work a little, but we're not talking a real lot because I can't. I've got to, like, watch my health and different things. So, you know, like, I think I have to, like, really, like you said, like, listen to myself and make sure that all the pieces connect properly. Like, this is serious business. And if you don't get the right answer, that means wait. It might mean buy around here bigger and then wait. And then when you're 65 and you're totally retired, at that point, then maybe you'll be at a different point to make a total decision as you go out west a few times and you go different places over the years in the winter and you make some more, like, decisions based upon real evidence. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So,
all
I don't
right,
know.
Well,
it's a shame. It's a shame that it takes me so long compared to other people. But
well, stay in your meditation practice and call in spirit to help you. And the more that you connect with that inner light, you're going to find your answers. All right. And that's only from going deeper within. Yeah. And use this energy of the spring, of this new moon, this evening and tomorrow to put those intentions out there for you. Find it easily and effectively. Lead me to where I need to be. You know, ask these things of the universe right now. This is what this energy is all about for you, Lisa.
How did you know I meditate? I meditate every day.
There you go. Keep it up. Absolutely awesome. All right. Follow me on Blog Talk Radio. Push the follow button, and thank you so much for calling in. Good luck with your choices.
Okay. Have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you so much. All right. So, yes, sometimes we have trouble making choices in our life and having that clarity. And so we have to get, you know, go deeper and deeper and ask. I mean, I remember times when I would take a piece of selenite. Selenite's that really white, milky looking, chalky looking stone. And I'd hold it right to my third eye and I would just say, show me, bring me clarity until I could get really clear about what it was I wanted to do in my life. And I think that's really important for all of us at times to ask for that clarity to come up. It's just as important. Especially if we don't know, rather than just leaving it to chance. The universe wants to help us, but we have to be able to ask too. And we have to be able to be more direct. The more specific we can be in manifesting, the better. It really is. All right, let's see. The next call was coming from 3774. Suzanne, where'd you go? I don't know where she went. Looks like the call was dropped. Okay, sorry about that. All right, let's see here. Let's take another caller. 3792. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's calling?
My name is Katie.
Hey, Katie, what's going on? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York, and I'm in need of money, and I'm open to receiving a lump sum of money, and I'm open to working as well.
Okay.
I've been looking for a job, and I haven't found one, but I also want to start my own business.
Okay.
But I need money to do it.
Okay. All right. And sometimes we have to have another job to fund us. I know that one. Yep.
Yeah.
Have to have
a
job to fund us and what we really want to do. Yes, absolutely. All right. So let's look at where you are, what's blocking, and an action you can take. So take a nice deep inhale.
Okay.
All right. Exhale. All right. And just tell me when you want me to stop shuffling.
You can stop.
Okay. All right. Money, money, job, job. Let's see what we have. Okay. All right. We have some interesting cards for sure. So the first thing that comes up is the Four of Swords, and it is reversed. All right. So it's kind of underneath the surface, but this card always indicates that we need a little bit of a rest. All right. And maybe... because it's underneath the surface, like, is that like, oh, that's all I've been doing? Kind of a laugh there. I mean, what was the little laugh there about?
No, you know what? I had spoke with someone else about this and why I haven't been finding a job, and they said you've been working so hard that you just need a rest. And they said because once I start working again, like it's nonstop. But I've been in a school program for about 3.5 years, and it's been brutal. So they said my spirits wanted me to rest.
Well, there you go. So that is actually the energy that is the first card that comes up, all right? So that is kind of true then. We have confirmation there. Now, the next card that comes up is not a favorite card of many, but I think it's a card we learn from, and it's the Devil card, but it is reversed too. So the Devil card reminds us of, like, what are those addictions that keep us bound to wherever they are? And sometimes, especially in the reverse positions, we may not be aware of them. All right, now we all know there's so many kind of addictions, anywhere from addictions to drugs, alcohol, to gambling, to clothing, to even our own thoughts and our own mind, right? And even to our own habits on how we're doing things. So I think that this is a good reminder to, you know, maybe, you know, look at things in a different way. I don't know. Is this ringing a bell for you? Is there something coming up when I say this? Yeah.
Well, for I'm learning about perception, and I think I've been viewing myself through someone else's eyes and not my own.
Yeah. You know, and the interesting thing about this card is when you really look closely at it, you'll see that the chains are very loose that we put on ourselves, but we're the ones putting it on us.
Yes.
So when we're aware and when you can take this energy and turn it around for yourself, you can take those chains off. So looking at yourself in a whole new perspective, which is perfect energy for the spring and energy that's coming up, because that's why I love the seasons. No matter what's been going on before, come back to your spirit and make that change, even if it's a totally new direction for yourself. Really important. Definitely important for you. So, you know, looking at how you're always processing energy, how you're always going about it. Are you addicted to your own habits, right? And that can offer you the opportunity to come forward. Because we do come in now with the next card being that Queen of Pentacles has come back around. But this time she's right side up. So she really kind of comes in. Queens are, I mean, the people cards always have a lot that can be an aspect about you. It can be somebody in your life. But I kind of feel like she's talking directly to you. And it's kind of, you know, a woman who sits on her throne and she's decorated. There's fruits and trees and angels around her, other symbols, material success, as well as, you know, sensual pleasure, too. There's a tree above her that's really beautiful, and she's sitting on her throne. I love the throne, right? There's a little card that comes in. There's a little rabbit that comes in right at the bottom of the card there, which is all about, you know, really just being very fertile and very alive in your life, all right? And it's also an awareness. So really, you know, looking sometimes before we leap, all right? So I think that's kind of, you know, smart what you said about, you know, wanting to start your business and having some of that money to do it, right? So we have to be practical about it. And sometimes, again, we have to, you know, use our job that we're in now as the investment for our new work, right? Are you in a job, or did you just finish a job? You said something about teaching.
No. I was in school.
You were in school. Okay.
Yes, I was in a program. Uh-huh. No, I'm looking for a job. But I haven't found one.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you do?
I just graduated from law school.
Okay.
And I just took the bar exam, like a month ago.
Congratulations on that. Yeah.
Thank you. So, I'm not doing anything, but I'm open to, I'm open to executive assistant, legal work. I'm open to everything, honestly.
Okay.
But I haven't found anything.
All right. So this Queen of Pentacles that's come in right here, I'm going to draw one more for you. But this Queen of Pentacles really does represent prosperity. It also represents a secure job coming up for you. All right. You've had to work hard to get where you're there. All right. It's not like you just fell into it. You've had to work really hard.
Yes.
But I think that for you, and especially right here at this new moon energy coming in this evening, that it's a great time to get really clear, like dream a little bit. I don't know if you were able to do any dreaming over the winter, but like, if you had the ideal job, what is it? And be as specific as you can. And if you have some time today, take a little meditation break and really dream a little bit and create, figure out what it is this evening or tomorrow that you want to write out as your wishes. And the universe can help you with that. But you need to be clear. You need to be a little bit more focused on it. Just don't, just bring me anything, right? You want to be really clear on what it is you're asking. And what aspects of law really, really excite you? All right.
Right.
I think that's important to look at, too, because I know, just because you have, taken the bar now, there's so many opportunities of which way that can go. And I know many lawyers that get really burned out really fast. So what is it that's going to drive you to do it and connect with that earth energy? All right. I don't know what the weather is up there in Brooklyn right now, but I don't know if you're in Brooklyn, but 718, I'm thinking it is. But get out and connect with the earth a little bit. Go for a walk as you're thinking about this. If you could have any job in the world, what would it be? And really dream a little bit as you put those intentions forward for you. And if it's starting your own business, what would that be for you too? And start checking in on some business coaches. I work with an awesome coach, Pamela Bruner. Check her out. I don't know if that's in your cards to do it or not, but sometimes we need a little bit of that business coaching for our own business if we have an idea or if we have a passion to do it. But that can also be a little bit of inspiration for you. All right. So remembering to take the rest, because if you are just finishing school and you have been studying, yes, you need to not be in a burnt out state. And that's a very big point for you all along in your career. So finding those things that, meditate, breathe, have some compassion for yourself, get down to earth with who you are. Focus on calming and balancing your life, and then that can open you up to such a better energy to get out there and manifest to bring this next job in for you. Yeah,
I'm just a person, I'm a doer. I almost feel like I'm on bed rest, and I don't like it. I like to create, and I have my ideas, but I'm like, okay, now I need to see them in reality.
Yeah. Well, too bad you're not here in Birmingham, because we are doing a great workshop on Saturday called the North Nodes, and we're actually going to be doing some vision boards. And maybe a vision board right now is good for you.
You're the fourth person who told me to do a vision.
Okay, hello. When you hear so many things, that's a message for you, my friend. And I think that would be a really good thing for you to do right now. I really do. And that would really help you to feel like you're doing something. Because, again, we're going to go back to that first card, was that card that needed rest. When we're in a burnout state, and again, let me tell you, if you're going to be in that law field, you need to have the skills for restoring your energy and your balance. And that's really where that Queen of Pentacles comes in too, because the money is going to come. All right. It came up in the cards. It's going to come, but you have to find that balance for yourself as well. And that addictive nature of always wanting to go. There is lots of power in slowing down, my friend, lots and lots and lots of power of slowing down. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So take the advice of all this, get you some magazines, have a pajama day, put your pajamas on, rest, treat yourself well, get some tea, and do a little vision boarding, and then meditate with that board. Yeah, absolutely. That's my suggestions, too, based on these cards for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Good luck with that. Yay.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling. Follow me on Blog Talk. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. I love it because, sometimes we do. We want to push and push and push and push. And I know that people, I know myself too. I do the same. So I'm listening to my own advice right now as well. We have to slow down one step at a time. make our to-do list. But I love the idea of the vision boarding. And yes, we are going to be doing that workshop this weekend at my studio, the North Node with Lori Zielinski. I'm so excited about it. The North Node in our astrology chart can show us what our karmic purpose is. And then we look at the South Node, and that's where we hang out. That's where we're not living that purpose. So we're going to be looking at both and doing vision boarding, which is a perfect time in this new moon energy, this new spring. We're just starting out. So maybe taking some time for yourself, if you're listening to this and you have some of those same questions, to figure it out for your own self as well and put those intentions out. All right, so let's just take a nice deep inhale and exhale out. Thank you to all my callers that have called in. Use this time around us, this energy of this beautiful spring, this green heart energy, this happy, happy card. And know and trust that you're where you need to be right now. Know and trust that there is lots of power in slowing down one step at a time. Allow your energy to shine. Allow your vibration to raise up under the light of this new moon. No, we don't see the new moon, but it's out there coming in tonight. Inhaling and exhaling, sending that energy all the way down, taking in whatever cards came in today that you've listened to and heard. Let this resonate with your own spirit as it needs to, all for the highest good. Inhaling and exhaling. All right, so next week I'll be back on Blog Talk Radio, April 3rd. I'm excited about my guest, Alexander Hogan with Birmingham Henta. We're going to be talking about how the art of ancient ritual empowers the spirit. Very excited about that conversation coming up next Monday. So please be sure to follow me and join us then. Locally, again, we've got two spots left for the North Node. Please sign up by Wednesday so we can have your charts prepared. So just taking a nice deep inhale, bringing all this energy around you, tapping into the spirit, empowering your life, all for the highest good. Thank you again for joining me today. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman. Enjoy the new moon. Charge those crystals, set your intention, and bring it in. Have a great week. To your spirit, namaste.